Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Today is a little bit of everything. We have two call-ins. First up is Howard from Goblin Stomper. Not only did he give me a shout-out on his second podcast episode, he is calling in to give an opinion.
Hey, Larry, it's Goblin Stomper. Great podcast. Been listening to it frequently, really appreciating it, and you're one of the reasons I kicked off my own here at Anchor FM. As to the critical role playing like Matt Mercer or DMing like Matt Mercer, you know, I last year I got slammed with some similar stuff on the blog. I posted an article, I think it was called Critical Role, Maybe a Fumble. Tons of feedback, a lot of it negative, some of it positive, and Matt Mercer also getting back to me. And it's true, I was concerned that people would be watching these casts and thinking that's what they had to do, and clearly there are a million ways to skin this cat. So, you know, thanks for putting that message back out there again, and keep up the great work, you know, and I hope to listen to you do something fresh super soon. Be good.
Wow, Howard, that's high praise. I guess I get the blame for your podcast then. You better do a good job, man. I've enjoyed it so far. And the whole thing about game mastering like Matt Mercer, well, people don't game master like my brother, who I think is the best dungeon master ever. I'm not the only one with that opinion. I am strongly influenced by him, but I'm also strongly influenced by every game master I've ever played with and every game master I've watched. So yeah, it's a struggle. People need to broaden their horizons, and it's a game. So wow, thank you very much for your support. That just means the world to me. I will definitely keep going with what I've got going here. Next up, John Large from Red Dice Diaries. Check out his episode where he talks about making plot points ahead of time that these things will happen if the players don't intervene, so that depending on what they do, you've got a few ideas ahead of you.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for the heads up about Stars Without Number. I do have the recent deluxe edition, but I've not really got round to reading it in more detail yet. But this sort of GM turn that you take between games does sound really intriguing. Sounds like something I'll be very interested in. I've got a book recently by RPG Pundit that's all about like a Dark Albion setting, which has very much a similar thing for like noble houses. They take turns and do actions between games. So I think that sounds like a very interesting way of building plot. I'll definitely give Stars Without Number a look at that specific section, see if I can work out how I can maybe use that in my Midlands game, although it's fantasy rather than sci-fi. Thanks for the heads up again, and I'll keep you informed if I can do anything about it. Take care.
Hey, John, thanks for the call in. Appreciate that. I was a backer on the Stars Without Number Deluxe, and, well, I spent a little too much money on that one because I went for his omnibus book that's over 1,000 pages. That's a monster. I like the faction turn idea. I hadn't heard that Dark Albion had anything like that. I've kind of been fiddling with trying to come up with a fantasy version of that. Basically, it's the idea of the different major powers in your campaign will have something happen. So the big bad guy will be doing their thing. The leaders of the good guys will be doing their thing. And then there's the party running around in between. So I look forward to seeing what you come up with there. And wouldn't you know it, I forgot to look at my note when I was replying to John. Adam Coble, a.k.a. Skinny Ghost, on his YouTube channel, he ran a year-long Stars Without Number campaign, and he also had a GM series for the faction turn. I've only watched the first episode of that, but that shows how it works. So you might want to check that out. So now on to the rest of the chaos. I mentioned that I started a formal business as a LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. That paperwork's come through. I opened up a bank account at my credit union that's a business bank account. I have my a business PayPal links to my business account. Wow, it just is all coming together. I am now an official publisher on one bookshelf. I have nothing published yet, but I'm a publisher on one bookshelf. You can even go to my publisher page. And I, let's see, about a year, well, over a year ago, I started working on a Patreon page and didn't quite like it, so I never went live with it. And then I had some ideas to kind of make it a little bit better tier-wise and whatnot. But then it's just like, what am I really going to do here? And I had one of my podcasts, I talked about how I finally had clarity on that. So I'm working on the first PDF of something game-related that I'll put up as a pay-what-you-want on one bookshelf. And my goal is to have that live in time for Labor Day. And would also use that as something that potential patrons could see before backing me. Well, on my Patreon, I thought it would be a few days to a couple weeks for them to approve it. And I hit submit for approval. And as soon as I did that, it said, you're approved. So it's not live yet because I don't want to vary from my plan, but so that will definitely be ready in time for Labor Day. Since it's already approved, I just have to hit the go button and have my first pay what you want offering out there. I also put up a t-shirt on Teespring with the Follow Me and Die logo. I still have a store over on Cafe Press, but they're super expensive and nobody's bought anything off of that except me. I've spent a fortune over there. Teespring's a lot cheaper. The percentage I get is a lot better. I think I need to drop the price on it a little bit, and I got started on a storefront, but I'm not going to get that done. But yeah, things are moving right along. I haven't got squat done on the card game. I'm behind on putting together a couple of YouTube episodes for my Roll 20 for the Absolute Beginner series, but I want to knock this out so it's done. So anyway, in the next couple of weeks or so, I hope to have a pay what you want PDF up on one bookshelf and launch my Patreon. And all the support and encouragement I've gotten in voicemails and emails and tweets and pluses and attaboys, that just means the world to me. Encouragement that people are interested, that I've inspired other people to start podcasting, that I get comments on the podcast. I must be doing something right. It just amazes me that I'm managing to do that. I wish the rest of my life would be that right, that easy. Not that this is always easy, but you know what I'm saying. So, and then what else? My gosh, seemed like there was other things I wanted to talk about. I had them in my mind this morning when I got the notification of a message from Howard. Oh, I know what it was. I needed to find a clip. Howard! I can't think of that name without that Howard's mom from Big Bang Theory. It's probably not the first time you've heard that. Well, my name's Larry, and everybody's always asking me about my two brothers, Daryl. Well, I have two brothers, but neither one of them is named Daryl. But I do have a friend from high school named Daryl that's kind of like a brother. So we kind of joke about that a little bit. But that was college days that show was on. So I've really appreciated the interaction and the comments. I like how quick it is to interact with Anchor. It's quick, it's simple. You can do a voicemail. You can respond right back to the voicemail. You can save the voicemail for later and put it on a new episode. You can put it on an old episode. I've gone back to all my prior episodes on Anchor and made a better title out of them. I'm amazed that I'm over 400 listens to all my podcasts put together. There's only two of them now that are less than 20. One of them's almost 50. A second one's almost 40. And several are in their 30s. It's, wow. I have been doing this, I guess, a little over a month now. Started in June, I think it was. And this will be episode 16. Is that right? I've lost track. I'll figure it out when I post the episode. But I really appreciated the interaction, hearing everybody. It's the hard part is trying to keep up with all the episodes. I was doing a pretty good job, and then some people were doing two episodes today, and a whole bunch of people put an episode out today, so it's going to be a while before I get caught up on those. So hopefully there's not too many more by the weekend, so I can get them all done. I may have to streamline and pick and choose episodes. I hate to do that, but there's only so many hours in the day. And I want to get my stuff done, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But I really enjoyed this interaction. I intend to keep going as long as I can. I don't seem to have a shortage of ideas. Now I'm rambling. So, ramblings of an old gamer. Thank you all for listening, and game on.